Gallegos joins us this afternoon, Rod.
Morning, Mike. Good afternoon, Cozzy.
How are you, mate?
I just got the time of the day mixed up.
That's all right. I know. I
never
do it all
been
the...
better.
That's good. Now, you've spotted a couple of impressive winners from Saturday that have escaped penalties.
Yes. The two horses that missed out on penalties are Lord Fandango and Big Duke.
Mm.
Big Duke, of course, won the St. Ledger in Sydney. And apparently, under the set weight conditions of the St. Ledger, the winner can't be penalised for the Caulfield Cup because it doesn't carry black type the same as the Melbourne Cup. So it was won, and Lord Fandango, his weight will remain the same, 50 kilos, for these Herbert Power handicap wins. So there's a couple that have dodged the handicapper.
Now, Lord Fandango, the Herbert Power used to be a very good guy to the Caulfield Cup years ago.
It used to be. It used to be. It's all sort of changed, hasn't it?
Mm.
The thing that always strikes me is that I like the Caulfield Cup as a race, but it's in more recent years, it's become a bit overshadowed by the Cox Plate. And I suppose for that, the credit goes to the late Ian McEwan. He was the one that really promoted the Cox Plate. The Wait for Age Championship of Australia and Where Legends Are Made.
Yep.
And because until McEwan, who was a great racing administrator and a great entrepreneur, before he did that, the Cox Plate was only a secondary race on the day. The Moonee Valley Cup was the feature event.
Yeah.
And he's built that up to be, well, the race it is these days. And, you know, it's considered to be the Wait for Age Championship of Australia.
And, Rod, I wonder how the internationals have come out now saying we want to be given the ground, how they would have copped some of the tracks that were served up for those Cox Plates, because they were fair dinkum 3 inches harder than bitumen when they sent them around. He wanted to break a record every year.
Well, that was the general trend on all of our tracks. You know, it was basically the harder they were, the better it was.
It was shocking.
But, they'd faint, the overseas horses. Just one quick thing quickly too, Cozzy. Andrew Bensley, who he's like Barnes Auto, he never sleeps. he just rang me a few minutes ago with a bit of breaking news regarding Royal Symphony.
Yeah.
Who I think many consider was very stiff not to have won the Caulfield Guineas on Saturday. Anyway, Tony McAvoy contacted Benz to say that Royal Symphony is going to run in the Cox Plate.
Ooh, he'll have nothing on his back being a three-year-old.
Yeah, well, 49 and a half. And he's offered the ride in the Cox Plate to his all-conquering nephew, Kieran McAvoy. And Kieran's going to let him go, let him know later tonight whether he'll get down to the 49 and a half. But it's, despite the fact that, I mean, like death and taxes, Winx is considered to be one of the few certainties in life. But there's always that uncertainty in racing. And furthermore, from the point of view of Royal Symphony, he will never get into a Cox Plate with that weight again.
And the other thing, Rod, there's always second prize money, and that's not to be sneezed at either.
Oh, of course, you know, it's a $3 million race, and it's, you know, as I said, but more importantly, with such a light weight, and if the three-year-olds, if they're classy enough, it's a race that they can win the Cox Plate.
Well, we've seen some handy ones over the years go around, haven't we? I think Seamus got the money there. That was a three-year-old, I think it was. Say You Think, three-year-old, got the money in Cox Plate.
Yeah, they go back to Surround.
Surround, Grosvenor.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was placed. Anyway. But, yeah, they run well.
That, absolutely.
All right.
Well, the Caulfield Cup field was declared today. The barrier draw is not due till 5 o'clock this afternoon. Interesting the way they do that, isn't it? You know, they have the acceptance. But then I suppose it obviously relates to a function down there, so that all makes sense. In some respects, Cozzy, it's a bit disappointing, only 17.
Yeah, I thought they would have had more
than that.
It's a
$3 million race.
Yeah. Hmm? I thought they would have had more.
Yeah, well, there's only 17, and it's a race that I think the limit is 18, and with four emergencies. Well,
yeah.
Well underneath, there's no emergencies in this. It's a field of 17. I don't think there's any surprises in it. Hartnell's not there, of course, but he was disappointing on Saturday, and so they've decided not to accept with him. The joint favourites are Humidor, Johannes Vermeer, and Bonval. All at 6-1, so it's a wide open Caulfield Cup, but it's a bit. I don't know. You would have thought a race of this stature that they'd have a capacity field. But anyway, look, I think it'll be certainly a very competitive race, and it'll be a good betting race.
And Craig Williams now going to ride another Weir Runner, and Emily Starr that won nicely the other day, so he's picked up the ride on that now.
It's well in the market too. It's an $8 chance, and is in very, very light too. It's got 51. They'll have to go up one, won't they? The top weight is currently Humidor at 56, and 57 they've got to go to.
Yep, so they'll raise
them
up.
So anyway, a kilo, you know, what's that between friends?
Not a lot when it comes to a steak, I can tell you. Now, you've noticed that the stewards have shown a little bit of compassion.
Yeah, well, you know, they're hard-hearted beggars normally, aren't they? But in the case of Corey Brown, he was suspended last Saturday in Sydney for his ride in the on the Highway Constellation, actually, and his suspension would have expired after the Manukato Stakes, which is on Friday week. But the stewards agreed that he could start the penalty immediately, and that will get him back in time to ride in the Group 1 Manukato. It's one of the anomalies of racing, the inconsistency between states. In Victoria, you get suspended. It's basically immediately. Sydney, they get a 9-day buffer between getting the suspension before it's implemented, and which to me seems fair, in as much that while it's advantageous for the jockey, but more so for the owners and trainers who have a jockey lined up for a ride, and then. Because of suspension, they lose him.
Yeah.
And these days, there's, you know, jockeys are hard to come by sometimes.
Yep, exactly. And if you've got a plan in place, it fixes it right up, doesn't it?
Absolutely. And I think, you know, I mean, it's not a matter of letting them off the suspension. They've still got to do it. But at least with that 9-day buffer, that takes care of immediate plans, and I think that's pretty fair. But one of these days, they'll get uniformity between states.
Yeah, a long time, I think. Right. Anyway, good to catch up today, mate. We got Yonkers about to go, and we will talk to you tomorrow.
Looking forward to it.
Thanks, Rod Gallegos. Good to catch up with him every day here on Sky Sports Radio.